The Dominion strike going strong. Tomorrow, in fact, marks the one-month anniversary of the strike, affecting 1,400 workers at 11 Dominion stores right across the province. The workers just received a top-up or a concession pay from their employer for hours worked during the pandemic, but the strike is still far from over. VOCM's Nathan Penny speaks with Unifor Local 597 President Carolyn Rice.
What do you think Loblaw is going to do now with the strike? Do you think there's being progress made?
Well, you know, we're waiting to get back to the bargaining table. We're willing, and of course, my members want a deal here. They want to go back to work. So right now, it's in the hands of the employer.
So do you see this top-up pay or concession pay, whatever you want to call it, do you see this as a step forward? Or?
Well, you know, this was something that was put forth by the government, of course, of the province. And, the members, they need it right now. They are out on strike, and this is a big boost to them to keep their bills paid, keep their families fed.
What do you think the likelihood is that Loblaw is just going to throw up their hands and say, okay, we're pulling out of the province?
Well, my comment on that would be, I'm not sure what their future holds. That is in their hands, not in mine. And, hopefully they will come back to the table and give the members, my members, a fair deal and get their business back up and running. They're losing big money. Every week they're out there losing millions of dollars across this province. I represent workers in 11 stores. They're losing big money.
Speaking of stores and representing and things like that, do you know if other Loblaw stores across Canada are also unionized?
Some are and some aren't.
Okay, very good. And of course, this would all be taken into consideration, I would imagine, from Loblaw's point of view when it comes to, are we going to pull out of the province or not?
For sure. You know, I'm sure the whole country is definitely looking at Newfoundland and Labrador. They're watching to see how we go forth with this and, everything. They're waiting to see what happens here.
And in addition to the stresses of being on strike, the workers' area also coping with the death of one of their own. A Dominion employee died on the Unifor picket line last week, and his colleagues are still reeling from the loss.
First of all, my condolences for your loss. I understand that there was a worker that died on the picket line.
Yes, one of my members, he has passed away on Monday. It'll pass, and it was very difficult. And, our condolences have been extended to the family. And I have been in constant contact with his wife and his daughter. And, they are working through it, as are my members at that store. It's been a difficult week. And that's only one of many things, but that just topped the list. You know, to lose one of my members, and he was there 40-odd years, and, he was also an employee that lost his job last year due to the 60-odd jobs that the company came and took from us. He was one of those members. It's his full-time job. And he came back to work as a part-time worker, 61 years old, worked there over 40 years. And we are going to hold some kind of a vigil this week in memory of my brother.